No, you're okay. I'm not going to do my rapping. Well, I could do, I suppose, but I won't do it. I won't do it. Won't embarrass myself like that. It's just coming up to 11:22. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, I'm joined in the studio by actor Chris Johnson and producer Lucinda Rhodes, who are here to talk about their film Hooligan Legacy, which is out on the 30th of May. It's been directed by Nicholas Winter and produced by Lucinda Rhodes and Geet Thakra. So, thanks very much and a very good morning to both of you guys. Hello.
Good morning, Michelle.
And hello, Michelle. Hello, how are you doing? I can't see you over the Lucinda. It's only because I need a booster seat, really.
It's okay. I've got no makeup on today, so you're fine. Well,
I've just tweeted out a picture of both. You're both looking very, very handsome and pretty. There we go. Thank you. That's a nice way to start the day off. Now, you've come in to talk about the film. We're going to start with you first, Chris. Give us an outline. I tried to do the voiceover this morning going, one firm, one job, one plan, then everything changed. It's an attempt. So tell us about it.
It's a trailer, isn't it? Yeah. Yes. Start off, obviously, Hooligan Legacy. It's out this month, 30th of May. It's out for download on the 27th. Amazing project to work on with an unbelievable team. Very lucky to be a part of it. And, chuffed to be a part of it. As I say, it's a great script. All shot around the local area in Essex and Southend and a little bit in the East London area. But, can't wait for it to come out now.
So tell us a little bit of the outline, without giving too much away, give us the outline of the film.
OK, it's... As I say, it's about the football firms, London football firms, the hooligan element of them, and their rival firms that have come together to commit one job, let's say, a kind of a heist, and they work together on this one job. Things go a little bit awry. Somebody ends up, let's say, behind bars. Certain accusations are thrown, and when this person comes out from his prison sentence, he comes after myself. By this time, I've moved on and I have a family and a child and living quite a regular lifestyle, as a lot of the people in that world do. And it's quickly turned on its head. And I have to deal with this guy from my past and the people that come with him.
Looking at the trailer, and we'll talk to Lucinda about the trailer, because you pack so much in, but when I watched it, it's not like watching something that's saccharine, it's like watching something that's real. And I suppose because it is set in Essex as well, you've got that.
Well, we try to do that, keep it as natural and real as possible. Because even though people like to watch films and they're taken into, another world of fantasy, whether it's, real life or not, it's nice for audience members to be able to relate to certain characters, certain areas, certain storylines. And because everybody knows somebody that's done something odd or different or... Yeah. Violet or what have you. But it's interesting what you say, Michelle, about putting a trailer together. Yes, we did pack quite a lot into the trailer, but we've left some very good things out.
Yes.
Because the trailer's made to entice the audience to obviously purchase the film and want to see more.
Yeah.
And it's very fast-paced, it's hard-hitting.
What certificate is it? Is it an 18?
It's an 18, yeah.
It's
fueled up and brutal, I think, is one of the...
As I say, I think people will maybe have a preconceived idea of what these kind of films are in the past. I think what we've achieved with this one is just a really good film. I mean, I think even seeing with the elements of what was happening just the other evening at Upton Park, even this is still very relevant, still very much in place. This is no myth that these hooligans are still there, are still very much active, and we've tried to convey it in the most real way possible. And
it's set, isn't it, at West Ham?
And it's set. Yeah, we did the majority of the filming of the heist and a lot of the other parts in Upton Park. So really, it will be a final chance for a lot of people to see the inside of that of the ground.
We
were the last ones in there. Yeah, and it was great. Obviously, we were in all of the tunnels. There's a lot of shots actually on the pitch as well. We were very lucky to get the access that we did. Obviously, it's become extremely relevant at the moment with it being the last games and the history of the club. So, yeah, I'm sure people would want to see that as well, but as well as what we do there.
Now, besides being shot in Essex, it's actually all of it, more or less everybody involved is from the Essex area. Lucinda, you're a local lass as well.
I am.
She's not going to say where she's from, but she's from Essex.
Well, I'm from Hornchurch, and my family's from Hornchurch, and I like it. And we did, myself, Geet Thakra, and Nicholas Winter, we all, if we're shooting in an area, make sure that we have actors that originate from the area and have the accents, because there's nothing worse than an actor putting on an accent and it being,
I think the Essex accent is really difficult to... I think it's
really
very difficult to
if you're not from the area. And we've got, obviously, Chris Johnson's actually from Middlesbrough, but he does a wonderful Essex accent.
No, really?
Indeed, yeah.
I didn't know. I thought you were just a local.
Middlesbrough lad, yes. I can't really win, so if I'm up there, I'm a southerner. If I'm down here, I'm a northerner.
I didn't realise that. Yeah. You can probably swear really good with a Cockney accent. Don't do it on air, obviously.
couple of beverages and I'm around people from my hometown, then the accent comes out straight away, yeah.
How long have you been acting for? Is it something you started off doing when you were younger? Or?
I've been acting for maybe 4.5 years, 5 years now. I started off with smaller parts. I'm not trained. I didn't actually attend any drama schools. It was a case of something that I always kind of thought I could do, but I never really knew I could do until I took it on. So I actually found out who'd won the Young Director the year before. I found out who was casting for them this year. I found out where their offices were, and I went to their offices and walked in while they were all sat having lunch and decided to do my monologue, my 2-minute monologue in front of them all. They all kind of, you know, with mouth full of food, kind of said thank you. And luckily, before I got to the train station, they called me up and gave me the lead, and that's kind of how it started. And that was a film called Who Needs Enemies, and that was what kind of propelled me to be lucky enough to meet Lucinda and Jeep and get to work on the films that I'm working on now.
When you do a film, do you learn the whole thing, or do you have to learn little tiny pieces?
I learn the whole script. I mean, I don't know if Lucinda can tell you, when I sit in the read through, I can usually do the entire film without the script.
Yeah, he does.
I can read from start to finish with it, but that's purely because of the way I learn it. I've various ways. First of all, you have to find your way that works with yourself, because I've not got the best memory, to be perfectly honest. But I used to write them out, and I found that kind of that sat in my head quite well. But now I record the entire film with myself as the narrative, playing the characters, and I listen to it all, and I put them onto a recording, and I just play them back, and I listen to it as if it was a book, like an e-book, and then I can spot the mistakes, I can spot the things that would sound better. By default, it's stuck.
It is one of those things, even if you write, even if you sort of write down a script yourself, even if you write a few words, there's so many different ways that you can actually say it.
The smallest of, even a one word, I can go over maybe 50 different ways to say it, or how I'll be stood, or how I deliver it. So you have to find what works. I think when you hit them, you know when you do, when you don't.
Yeah.
You know also, so it's a case of getting all those rusty bits out of the way before you actually get on set.
And what was the producer, the director, Nicholas Winter, what is he like to work with?
Honestly, I can't praise the man enough. Fantastic to work with, as well as Jeet Thackeray on set. Very calm, very trusting with the actors as well. Obviously, they both have a very clear vision of what they want to do. But they were open to suggestions from myself, or, you know, also if something I suggested didn't work, they would still give me the opportunity to maybe have a shot at it and show me or tell me why it didn't work. But I'm at the stage at the moment, I'm lucky that I've got another film that I'm going to be shooting with them again this year that we start later this month, called Undercover. And I'm quite relieved, to be honest, because I don't know how it would be to move on to another set with a different director and producers now, because I'm very comfortable with
it. Tight team, isn't it?
Yeah. Very tight team and great fun. You know, we work very hard, but we all get on really well.
And how long did it take to actually put the film together?
Because obviously Chris is, he comes on board through the pre-production stage to, develop his character, read through with the other characters, etc. But a film, really, this film was delivered within 7 months, which is very quick. We could have delivered in 5 months, actually, but it was 7, which is a very fast turnaround from the day contracts and scripts are on the table right to the delivery, deliverables, we call it. So 7 months, really, but the shoot was 14 days, I think, actually, maybe 15 in the end, which is also very quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, long days. If we just keep everybody fed and watered, happy.
Has it changed in the film industry? I mean, you've worked in the film industry for a while. Because now you've got access to, you've got your GoPros, you can do overhead shots rather than now having to hire a helicopter and getting it. Has it made it easier to actually get a film together for people to actually be creative?
The access has become a lot easier for people.
It is. I've had this conversation actually with Nick the other day. It is easier to get hold of equipment, you know, drones, GoPros, different cameras, Blackmagics, Red, whatever the film requires at the time. But it doesn't make it that it will be a better film or it's easier to make a film. It's still very difficult to make a film. You know,
a good
the equipment,
film.
Yeah,
yeah.
A good film. Or any film, you know, God, you know, anybody trying to make a film, you know, it's tough.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful for, you know, these young, you know, students and film schools locally making these great products. But I don't think the access to the equipment makes it any easier to make a film. Because you still have to have the people with the vision behind it. You can pick up a camera, but if you can't shoot it or see where the light should be, then it's the product at the end is not going to be.
So with Hooligan Legacy, have you got any bits in there you went, yes, this is a real, you know, have you got sort of car, is there car chases, is there quite a bit of violence? You know, I'm not, I don't want to give too much away, I just want to know the,
do you know what, there's a few scenes in these that are a bit of a dream to shoot, to be honest with you. Obviously the parts in Upton Park, but in the football stadium, committing a heist was a first for me as well.
don't tell people about that one.
Are you sure it's the first?
On screen anyway.
He's an actor.
There is some violence in the film, but it's really well put together. There's some quite harrowing scenes. There's a couple of scenes I'm sure will stick with you after this. They still stick with me now, and that's what we're trying to achieve. I mean, the cast that we've got in this, that Lucinda and...
Do you want to mention them? Because they're like...
Yeah, absolutely.
I was going to say about Terry Dwyer, because she's got the most... She's
fantastic.
A great actress, and with I love her voice.
And of course, I'd watched Terry Dwyer, you know, on Hollyoaks, like all of us, through the 90s, huge fan. And there she was, as my wife, in front of me, and she's so easy to work with. She's such a genuinely nice girl, very supportive as well. I mean, you know, I'm relatively new to the film industry and to the business, really, at this sort of level, and she's always there for, you know, on the other end of the phone for advice, or just to put me forward for things and to make sure that I'm handling myself in the right way, of course. And to have her as my wife, you know, was a dream. We've got the fantastic James Groom, also a local actor, Southend, who has some incredible scenes and quite harrowing scenes as well. He almost had me in tears at one point. Then again, we've got Gary Finnan, whom some people may recognise from EastEnders, who's from Benfleet, another local lad, and Lee Hatch, another great actor, young lad, who actually we've been lucky enough to on board to the new one also, because he was very good. He's you know, and maybe he didn't get as much time as we would have liked in the new one, so he's got an opportunity again. But again, he's Upminster, I think he is, so it's all very local. We've kept it around the same area.
What audience is this going to appeal to? Because we were saying, because it is so gritty,
everyone,
it should, yeah, well, it should well, it should appeal to, it's not just just the Essex area. So if people is this going to be going out to festivals as well? How are you going to get
this
it out there?
Obviously Lucinda can probably answer this better than myself, but we've got a full release on this. I mean, I did a film previously called Who Needs Enemies, and it got a cinema release, but I think you're so limited unless you have the £1-2 million budget to promote these films. The best route is to get them in the shops and get them on download so people can get hold of them, and that's the route I think we're going to go with these. But it will be available, I think, in all major retailers and on all major platforms also by the end of the month, as I say, 27th for the download.
Are you going to have like a little theatre thing for you and
we'll
the crew and stuff?
We'll be shooting at the time. We're actually shooting the new one at the time. So, yeah, I mean, I'd love to. I might just have to grab a DVD myself and go home and watch it later.
Well, have you got a cinema room in your hand? That sounds quite
important.
Oh, we're paying you too much.
Sounds very.
I meant on my tablet.
So the next film you're going to be doing, that's going to be shot in Essex as well?
Yeah, a lot of it around Essex. Yeah, actually, there's quite a bit in the South End on Sea, which is where I live now, which is the first time I've really shot around that area, which would be great. Not too much travelling for me, which would be handy.
And you've got the nice cafes on the seafront, haven't you?
Absolutely,
we
yes.
We do, actually.
You can get your catering. Nice, get your nice breakfast. So it's Hooligan Legacy. Did you actually adapt it? You know, when you've got your writers actually put it together, do they actually write the script as well? Or is it taken from a book or taken? How does that get onto, you know, into being shot as a film?
Well, the original idea came from Jeep, myself and Nicholas Winter. And we brought a writer on board to write the full script. And then when we get the actors in, the director has input. It does get adapted throughout the filming process and the pre-production process. That's it.
So you'll be working on this project, the next one as well?
Yes, that is also myself, Jeet and Nick, and leading man over here, 6'3", Chris Johnson.
I thought he was a bit tall, you know. I was taking the picture and I was sort of like aiming up your nose, just like, you know who you remind me of? You know, you've got that slight look about, but a much better looking version of James Bond. It's
Don't do that.
Only just slightly.
Daniel Craig.
Yeah, you look like a younger,
so if the
but more handsome.
Listening at all, just
doesn't he? Do you not think it's around the eye slightly, but not that you would. Yeah, and he's got. Just to give you a description, ladies, if you're listening out there in your homes doing your housework or at the office, very, very handsome.
He's very handsome. Yes,
very handsome. That's another good reason to see the film. Yeah, don't worry. I won't stalk you on Facebook. I probably will. So if people want to find out more, it's going to be released on the 30th of May. You can check out the film Hooligan Legacy. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. As you said, it's been set in Essex. It is a certificate 18, which is great, because there's nothing worse than going to see a film where you have to do a 15 certificate and people are saying, blast you, just blast you, I don't like you. So it's going to be really, really gritty. You'll be able to get hold of the DVD as well. And if you want to go and find out more online, where do they need to go, Lucinda?
So the Twitter is @MovieLegacy.
Thanks so much for coming in. It sounds like it's going to be a great film. Good luck with the next one as well. And don't forget, that's Hooligan Legacy. That is out on the 30th of May, and you will be able to get your DVD. Are they going to be in the shops? Where can people get hold of the DVDs?
Yep, all Asda, HMV, yep. Tesco, Sainsbury's, all the wonderful stores. Yeah, go in and buy a copy from each store.
Yes,
I think.
And I think I could be looking at another James Bond there. Action.
Oh, yes.
That's the plan, Michelle. That's the plan.
That's it. There we go. And also, thank you to, is it Yvonne?
Yvonne Rhodes from Rhodes Theatre School.
Hello.
She represents
Chris and myself. Any inquiries for this theatre school, please let us know. It's Rhodes Theatre School.
Lovely.
Well, I thought, plug at the
just
end.
In case the next film, if you need this, you ready? Yeah, get MR Pub. Say, what a natural. Look at that.
Wow.
That's amazing. You see, I knew I'd have to do that. Thank you very much. Right, just come out to 11:40. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. I'll be back after this.